This morning's reading is from Acts 10, verses 9 through 16. And I regress for just a second to tell you a little bit about Peter's day-to-day activities and how busy of a man he was, and trying to kind of visualize being in his shoes and dealing with what was going on. Within the previous week of this actual happening here, Peter was summoned to Joppa, and Dorcas was a lady of renown, great service to the community, that type of thing, and she had died, and so Peter was summoned, and he brought her back to life. Just another day of serving. And he was summoned again, and he was on his way to Corsea, and he was going to do some more service over there. And so this is in the present time between those two destinations, as I say, Acts 10, 9 through 16. Now the next day, while they were still on their journey and were just drawing near the city of Corsea, Peter went up to the roof to pray at about the sixth hour. But as he prayed, he got very hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing the food, he fell into ecstasy or sleep. And while sleeping, he saw heaven standing open, and a certain vessel came down like a great sheet, let down by the four corners from heaven to the earth. In it were all the four-footed beast and the creeping things of the earth and the birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Far be it from me, Lord, for never did I eat anything common or unclean." And there came a voice a second time to him, "What God has cleansed, do not call common." Now this happened three times, and straightway the vessel was taken up into heaven. So it's another exciting day in the life of Peter. He's over here healing, bringing people back from the dead. All of a sudden, someone in a dream, someone comes to him and talks to him, and right around the corner he's on his way to a trip to do more service of God. So just a little insight into one day in the life of Peter.